This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Hey, welcome to Wrestling Up on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Discord, we got Josh.
Hey!
The big tentpole this weekend, Elimination Chamber, 4 matches, couple of chamber matches, couple of title matches. As always, let's run down those results. First up, World Heavyweight Championship was on the line. CM Punk, Finn Balor. Punk risking that WrestleMania main event. We were so certain Finn Balor had no chance to win it, and, well, he proved us all right.
Yeah, but it was a good match, and it served its purpose. It gave people a chance to remember why people liked Finn in the first place, and it ultimately bleeds into the overarching storyline for Finn anyway.
Yeah, it was a good little one-off, right? As you say, it put on a good match. You can't just not have world title matches between Rumble and WrestleMania, so good little filler match. Finn Balor, I did recognize there was a moment where he almost called the Judgment Day down for help, chose not to, still lost the match. And so there's definitely something there, and when we talk about stuff that happened on Raw, I'm sure that will continue that fallout of the Judgment Day as well.
Absolutely.
We'll just go right into it. Dominic Mysterio lost his Intercontinental Championship on Raw to Penta, thanks to a curse by Danhausen. We can get to that part later, but the Judgment Day, you know, we lose a title opportunity, we lose a title. What's happening with these boys?
It is definitely, it's the spark that we've been waiting for finally happened. And the gunpowder, we're just waiting for the gunpowder to go off now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so as well. It took us a little while to get here, but with Dominic losing that first of his two championships to Penta, first off, really happy for Penta. wanted him to pick up, Intercontinental Championship a little while ago, but he's picking it up now on his way into WrestleMania. We'll see how long that reign ends up lasting, but ultimately that meant more for the Judgment Day storyline and for Dominic losing the title, as that's kind of the piece that we're telling going forward.
Yep, absolutely. It's just a matter of what kind of match did we get at WrestleMania, because we're definitely getting some sort of Judgment Day invoked match. It's just a matter of how do we get about it? What do we do to get there?
Yeah, I did wonder if maybe they'll continue to build it around the Intercontinental Championship. That's potentially a little bit harder now that Penta has the title. If Dominic still had the title, maybe you could do something there with him and Finn. Singles match between Dom and Finn, no title on the line. Definitely an option. I'd like to see it. I don't know if other folks would think that it has enough grandiosity to be on WrestleMania, but yeah, we'll start to see how it all starts to shape up, especially as well with Dominic defending that AAA championship at Raider Reyes as well, sort of piecing where his future is going to go, because we do have those parallel tracks for Dominic that we do have to follow. And then jumping back to Elimination Chamber, our other non-chamber match, Women's Intercontinental Championship, Becky Lynch coming in as champion, AJ Lee coming in as challenger, and those roles reversed at the end of it as Becky Lynch taps out, much to her dismay and disagreement, taps out, and AJ Lee is our new champion.
I still say that AJ Lee only uses that submission because she wants people to spank her. it was a fine match. It's clearly we're not done with this. There's something this title will have something to do at WrestleMania. It's just a matter of what configuration we get. Whether it's just another straight up one-on-one match, or if it's going to involve some of the satellites that have been hanging around, or something. But I think more fun was just the shenanigans that Punk and AJ Lee did with the title than anything Becky Lynch has done with the title in the last year.
Yeah, I think it was definitely cool imagery to have the two of them with the championships at the end of it. And yes, they will continue their shenanigans, I'm sure.
Part of the shenanigans was him taking a picture while wearing both championships while supposedly naked, and then her recreating Punk's infamous world title in the refrigerator picture.
Yeah, it's definitely been good. They are feeding the internet for sure. In terms of how this title is presented at WrestleMania, I'm with you. I think, for sure, Lynch and Lee, will be involved. I think there might be a number one contenders match coming up next week on Raw, could potentially feed into that. We could see, Natty and, Maxxine Dupri, who have been, I think, the satellites, that you're referring to kind of around this feud. AJ's helped Maxxine a little bit, could potentially find their way in there. We could end up with a pretty big multi-person match for this title, or we could just run back the singles match with Lee and Lynch. I don't know, with a stipulation. You'd have to step it up a little bit. Maybe a special guest referee, given Becky Lynch absolutely hates Jessica Carr at this point and somehow just keeps randomly getting her assigned to her matches. So unfortunate for Becky.
Yeah, and that's another option. Maybe this is the end, or we and we get Jessica Carr versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania.
Maybe we'll have to see how it all shakes out heading into WrestleMania for sure. I know Jessica Carr been wrestling a little bit on Evolve. Definitely possible. Women's Elimination Chamber match to see who is going to go up against Jade Cargill. But before we talk about that match, I guess what kind of gave away what was going to happen is on SmackDown this week, we had the women's tag titles on the line. It was Nia Jax and Lash Legend going up against Riho. And we got new champs. Jax and Lash came out on top and picked up the championships.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising, but it's fun. I'm excited to see what they do with Legend and Jax, because they're great heels. They're great characters. And it's just going to be a matter of if they can keep the momentum going with the titles for them. But yeah, unfortunately, Rhea Ripley has been in now going to be 7 WrestleManias, and all 7 have been for a title. 6 different titles, actually.
Yeah. in case of emergency, break the Rhea Ripley glass. You know, we're not going to get our Bianca Belair Jade Cargill match. Break the emergency glass. Throw Rhea Ripley in a title match. To run down the match, we had Alexa Bliss eliminated by Kiana James, and then Kiana James and Asuka stacked up, eliminated by Raquel Rodriguez, and Raquel eliminated by Tiffany Stratton, then Tiffany Stratton eliminated by Rhea Ripley for the eventual win, and we will be getting Ripley versus Cargill at WrestleMania.
It'll be interesting. I'm not sure Cargill's ready to handle somebody of Rhea's caliber, but at the same time, we were like, we want Bianca versus her, and I'm not sure she was ready to handle Bianca either. So it's definitely going to be a test for Jade.
Yeah, I think at the moment it's a bit of a test of media training, as it seems like there's, you know, a lot of poop being thrown around between this women's division, those involved in this match and those not involved in this match, which hopefully all gets squashed and settled and everyone's professionals and brings it to the ring. But yeah, for it to be Jade Cargill versus Rhea Ripley, I'm as unstoppable as Jade has been sort of presented as, you know, she hasn't had a massive amount of championship defenses. We haven't seen her in the ring a massive amount. It's going to be hard to not just think Rhea Ripley's going to run through her and pick up this championship.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically, at this point, Rhea Ripley has the buff we give to Roman Reigns and or Cody Rhodes. Because you can't bet against her.
Yeah, I think in the new video game, in fact, I think Rhea Ripley has a higher overall stat than Roman. I think I saw a social video pointing that one out. And Cody, I think she was actually the highest current superstar. But yeah, is definitely in that echelon of never bet against her. If you put money on her every time, you're going to walk away positive over the long run. And then looking at the men's chamber match, also had a bit of shenanigans. We know on Raw there was a qualifying match that involved Bronson Reed. We saw Bronson get a bit of an injury, and Jey Uso ended up picking up the win. We were a little bit, we were pretty sure that it looked like Bronson was probably meant to come out of that as the winner. Jey looked a little bit confused about it, and then on SmackDown we fully figure out how it's gonna go, where Jey just gets the poop beaten out of him by the Vision, and we get a Logan Paul Jacob Fatu match, last man to qualify take the empty spot. Logan picks it up, and we can continue the story of where they wanted to go by making sure that there was somebody from the Vision in that match.
Yeah, and now we have like a dozen black masked men or something. Something's crazy now.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, and we knew that no member of the Vision was going to win the match because of the looming Seth Rollins issue, and that's pretty much it. It's just... So, yeah, and basically, this was about a couple people, and I did say I think Randy Orton was probably the person that would win if it wasn't Cody.
Yeah. I want to put the Cody Rhodes Randy Orton. It's weird for a match that, you know, earned you a WWE Championship match. I want to put the WWE Championship on the shelf. I just want to talk Vision, I guess, a little bit. It would have been really cool to have Bronson Reed be in there, you know, with the three eliminations up front for Logan, which probably would have been Bronson's spot, but we are in the situation we're in. Get a couple more hooded figures. Eventually it's revealed, bam, it was Seth Rollins, or is now Seth Rollins, who has been dismantling the Vision. Not directly causing all of these injuries, unfortunately, which may be bringing down the star power in his match, but in his eventual WrestleMania match, but we are kicking off Seth Rollins versus what is left of the Vision. And that continued through to Raw as well. Seth Rollins stomping Paul Heyman, sending him to a local medical facility. I guess, how do you see the Vision stuff all intertwining?
At this point, there's only two healthy members of the Vision. So at this point, it's going to be either Logan Paul and Austin Theory versus Seth Rollins and LA Knight, or Seth Rollins and Jey Uso.
Yeah, I think both of those do make sense, right? Yeah. We saw this week Uso's LA Knight. It was probably meant to be those four, in all honesty, but this is where we are with the two of them, and I think you can do something with the Usos, with the tag titles, and spin them off and do something over there instead. So for me, LA Knight makes a bit more sense to be that tag partner with Seth, but you never know with LA Knight. Sometimes he's featured, sometimes he's not featured. And then, yes, talking about the match itself, the final two, Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton. It was the WrestleMania match we thought maybe we could get between the two. Got a lot of history. Ultimately, Drew McIntyre coming in, costing Cody Rhodes one more time his opportunity from challenging for this title again. Randy Orton comes out as the winner. Fast forward. We've got a match this SmackDown where it will be Cody Rhodes challenging for Drew McIntyre's championship due to his actions. We've got Jacob Fatu in that last man or last qualified spot, Drew McIntyre interfering in that as well. There's a lot more involved, right? I'd be shocked if we made it to WrestleMania and it was just a straight up Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre match. I feel like there might be some juice for some different combinations. Maybe two singles matches, maybe a fatal four-way, maybe Sammy's in there. Maybe it's a different combination. I don't know. But those sort of top four to six guys on SmackDown are going to be in some form of combination.
Yeah, I think at this point I think they're going to end up adding Cody and Jacob to the match. It'll be a fatal four-way. And then maybe they'll do a fatal four-way elimination match or something to guarantee that there'll be a winner after all that. I don't know. It just there's so many things that are intertwined with this that it is just going to be more difficult than just, well, we got Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre, and then what do we have after that?
Yeah, it does feel like the McIntyre-Cody stuff and the McIntyre-Fatu stuff is heating up to the point that it has to be resolved before or at WrestleMania. It's not, you know, Randy Orton at WrestleMania and then backlash against one of the others. They are specifically intertwined for a reason, but we don't know exactly how it's going to look. We may after SmackDown with the Rhodes-McIntyre match for the title. But we'll see. Maybe we'll talk next week, I guess, about what sort of combination has spun out of that one. Well, it is time to go into our entrance theme. It is our brand new Women's Intercontinental Champion. It is AJ Lee's theme, playing for you now. On FreeFM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. Coming up this weekend, you know, it never stops. NXT Vengeance Day, their next big show. We are recording this prior to NXT airing this week, so if there are any changes to this card from NXT this week, I apologize for the outdated information, but we will talk about what we can. And just for the sake of time, I want to talk about the two title matches just in case we do run out of time. But the NXT Championship is on the line. Joe Hendry, our new champion. I hope you believe in him because he is going up against Ricky Saints.
Should be fun. I don't see Joe losing it this early into his title reign. So I've been more surprised about other things because I didn't expect Ricky Saints to lose the title to Obafemi. And that happened. So, but yeah, I think Joe holds the title for a few months, 3-4 months. I don't know. But I just don't think it's now for him to lose it.
Yeah, I agree. I think having the big ladder match and having his crowning moment with the championship off of that, it does feel like it takes a little away from it to immediately lose the title a couple of weeks later. I think he'll make it definitely to Stand and Deliver, depending who his opponent is there. Right now, I don't think he has anybody super standing up to him that I think can take the championship. I think Ricky's not going to take another run at it. Looking at the other people in the ladder match, there's not really any big threats at the moment to come on up. Maybe Ethan Page. Yeah, championship list. Maybe he can come on up and take it off of Hendry. Probably the next biggest threat, I guess, from that men's roster. Unless they want to bring down Powerhouse Hobbs, who hasn't been doing a lot since the Royce Keys, since the Rumble. You got to build this men's roster up and build them up pretty fast. Sorry, were you going to mention something about Ethan Page, were you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest them, and then you suggested them anyway, so...
There we go. Great minds and all that. We also got the NXT Women's North American Championship on the line. Izzy Dame, Tatum Paxley clashing once again. Do we believe in Tatum? Do we believe in her?
I want to say yes, but I don't know if WWE does, to be honest. That said, I'm not sure they believe in Izzy Dame either. So, I don't know. I'll go 60-40 and say title changes hands, because I don't think they really care that much about that particular title's changing hands so quickly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think the story and the momentum is there for Tatum more than it is for Izzy. Bit of a shock, Izzy picking up the championship in the first place, and... whereas Tatum, you know, has got the crowd pretty firmly behind her, got everybody supporting her. It would make a lot of sense for her to overcome the people who turned on her once more. I don't know. As you say, though, it could very easily just go Izzy. We call the series over and Izzy finds the next person to feud with. And Tatum may struggle without the championship to find her next feud. We'll have to see what spins out of that match. But fingers crossed. Either a championship win or a pretty positive feud coming out of it, because I do like what Tatum brings to the table. And then it's actually, you know, a women's heavy pay-per-view, because we also have an NXT Underground match, Lola Voice versus Kalani Jordan. We've seen quite a bit out of Lola on AAA, but, you know, back on NXT going up against Kalani Jordan, who's getting just a little bit of an edge to her.
At this point, I think with NXT Underground matches, that's pretty much Lola's match. I would be shocked if she loses.
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of agree. I think it's, you know, Jordan won, I think, at least once by submission, but it was because of an injury. They've been going back and forth quite a lot, and I just feel like Lola Vice needs the momentum or is going to be featured a little bit more. I'm not really sure. I do like both of these women. I would be happy both of them, you know, going for women's title, going for North American title. But it is cool to have so many feuds going that are not title involved as well. And so I will also tip towards Lola Vice, but if it is Kalani Jordan that comes out on top, I do hope that she embraces that edge that she's going to bring to the NXT Underground match a lot more. See her be, you know, a little bit more heelish, a little bit more scrappy, a little bit more fighty, which has been a good transition so far. I just want us to go over that cliff and really commit to it. And then the last match, Blake Munro, the former North American champion until we switched the title around a couple of times that we weren't expecting, due to, you know, mishaps here and there, going up against Jada Parker, bit of a long-standing NXT Women's Roster member. You know, they hate each other quite a bit at this point. It seems like everybody hates Blake Munro, storyline-wise, which works pretty well here. But what do you think that one's going to sit? Blake Munro comes out on top, possibly with a bit more momentum than Jada has?
Yeah, I think Jada Parker wins.
Alrighty.
Because I think Blake is the kind of character that can keep their momentum and keep their hate just by what they can say on the mic and stuff. So they don't need always to win in order to keep their momentum and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is going to be about building Jade up.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I just don't know quite how they want to use Blake Munro yet. It feels like they're still kind of recovering from the championship loss. And this will be telling, as you say, if Jada comes out on top, then that's who they're building. Blake Munro not hurt at all. If Blake Munro comes out on top, Jada's probably, you know, knocked back a little bit, but means that maybe Blake's going to head up to, you know, world title, NXT women's title, or back into the championship picture. I don't know. There's quite a bit that could happen out of this, and I think that's going to show us what that sort of both of these matches, the Vice Jordan and the Munro Parker match, kind of show us what that mid card for the woman is going to look like. We only got like a minute left, but I don't know if you saw much of his shtick on AEW the Independence prior to this, but what was your thoughts, I guess, on the debut of the man in the box, Danhausen, both at the pay-per-view and then his appearance on Raw? I think we talked about it already, cursing Dominic Mysterio, leading to his title loss.
I'm very interested. I always like comedy characters. So from what I could gather, just based on what I saw from the debut and on Raw, and a little bit of what I've seen, like screen caps and stuff of things that he's posted since the debut on Twitter, I think I'm going to like him.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's quite the divisive kind of character, but as you say, if you do enjoy the comedy side of things, the character side of things, then you'll probably enjoy what he brings to the table. It'll be interesting to see how he's used. Whether he's, you know, kept mostly out of the ring, he's wrestling every week. Well, you know, it's his first week. We got to see how he gets end up used.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
and I will say this: I am looking forward to a segment between R-Truth and Danhausen. I think that will be all-time comic gold.
That is fair enough. Well, we have run out of time for this week. It's been great talking to you.
Bye, B.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUp, our Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUp, our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp, and we will catch you next week. The prize right in front of my eyes, taking up, sky's the limit, got no time to waste. Tonight's the big go, strike quick but creep slow, the competition is absent the moment that we show. Countdown from three, go, press X to reload, deadly still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crowd stunning. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.